This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to be with you. Always a pleasure to have you by my side here. Well, I not really mean like right here. And knowing you're never invited to be sitting right next to me, unless you're my wife, of course. But I enjoy seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've got one. I wasn't going to do this, and then somebody sent it to me out of nowhere. And one of the listeners sent it to me. I shouldn't say out of nowhere. I'm obviously out of somewhere. And I looked at it, and at first I was kind of like, I don't know about that. Can't be real, right? But then I got to thinking about all the stories that we've done. See, I haven't told you what it is yet. You got to hang in for a second. Then I got to thinking of all the stories we've done around this over the years. And not only can it be real, I'll bet you it's dead on. Yeah, for the website, therealside.com. It's therealside.com where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Bunch of stuff you can do going on there. I've got we're live up on Facebook. We're live up on the website. Let me see. Send me an email. Some of you send me an email during the show. Maybe you're paying attention. Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Because you just, I'm telling you, man, if you don't get involved, if you don't get engaged, I don't know what to tell you. You ain't doing it right. How's that? But I love this. I thought this was, when they sent me this, I started looking at this going, this can't be real. So the, is this the one? Oh, yeah, here it is. The unhealthy competition. Now, this is a story by Todd, this is a piece by Todd Starnes. He said, valedictorian is so scary that the school may stop honoring them. Now, we've heard about this happening over the last couple of years. And I kind of sat here and said, no, they can't keep doing this. It doesn't make any sense. This is dumber than dumb. Well, apparently, I'm the dumber than dumb one, because it does make sense to them anyway. The public school district near Louisville, Kentucky, has come down with a bad case of what he calls participation trophy syndrome, or PTS as it's known. The Greater Clark County School Board in Jeffersonville, Indiana, is considering a plan to eliminate the valedictorian system because it creates, you're ready for this, unhealthy competition. This is why I was telling you before. If you can't homeschool, you have got to pay attention to what your kids are learning. You have got to get involved with what they're learning. Look at their books. Ask them questions. What did your teacher say today? What did she talk about? Or he, whatever. Unhealthy. What is unhealthy about competition? What is unhealthy about one wanting to make themselves better? Do better at something? You know, what's next? Are we going to stop the Olympics? Right? We're going to go back to the early 80s of not keeping score because the kids feel bad. They've got rules in elementary schools that you can't use red pen to mark a kid's paper. Why? Come on. Because the child will feel bad when they see the red markings on their paper. You know, somebody said, somebody's calling them snowflakes. I don't even know if that's the right word for them. Anyway, When students are competing for the Val and the Sal, they're trying to find ways to maneuver through the system to try to get the best grades they can possibly get. Look, if you've got colleges that are accepting these kids, that scholarships are given, that, you know, they're given a leg up because of these kind of awards, aren't you taking all the kids? And I know, hey, I'm not a big college buff. I didn't graduate from college. I don't understand how the whole system works. But aren't you taking the opportunity away from somebody for getting their own scholarship, graduate, whatever, whatever? Right? Because you want them to compete enough to get the best grades they could possibly get, don't you? Or am I off on that one, too? Well, it wouldn't be the first time. We don't want our kids to... What is it? We don't want them to feel bad? I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time with this. I still don't get any of this. So when students are competing for these, right, they're trying to find ways to maneuver through the system. They try to get the best grades they can possibly get, as opposed to taking coursework that truly is in their own best interest. So says Superintendent Mellon. For you folks living in the commune in Berkeley, the Val is the valedictorian, and the Sal is the salutatorian. Come on, how about easier words? Will you please? Now, the superintendent does not have a valid point. If the kids are taking easy classes for an A, well, that's just not right. Right? Do we always want, when I have somebody working for me, I don't want them always taking the easy way to do things. I want them to work through things. I want them to figure out how to work through things. I want them to make things better. I was in the computer business. I told you, 20s, I own my own company almost 20 years, but I was in it for a lot longer than that. And I didn't want them always to find an easy way of doing things, because you can cover something up, and then it just gets worse for the client later on. So I want you to work through it. I want you to find it if you hit, you know, you hit an impasse, you know when to ask for help, that kind of thing. But these kids are the ones he's talking about where you don't want them competing. Yeah, those are the snowflake kids. Those are the trigger warning kids. Those are the safe room kids. I'm curious, Todd goes on to say, I'm curious as to what kinds of courses he thinks these youngsters need to take. You know, are we talking about useful classes here, like shop or mechanics? Is it more along the lines of textural apparel or Tupac Shakur? Or interrogating the gender centuries of dramatic cross-dressing? I mean, what are they looking for here? How easy do they want to make these classes? We'll have to finish this on the other side of the break. This is disheartening, isn't it? This is what your kids are up against. If you don't pay attention, if you don't get engaged and get involved, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, look, let's get this. We'll hit this right from the beginning. Whether you're watching or not. I know. Not everybody's into bumper stickers, though. You know what I'm saying? It's okay, though. I don't mind. Look, I'm giving away these bumper stickers. And somebody handed me a bunch of them. I figured I'd give them away to you guys. And if you're on video, you can see it right now, right? So I get out of the light. There you go. It's really simple. It's a smaller bumper sticker. It says, 4 Americans died and Hillary lied. Truth about the Benghazi terrorist attack. Here's the deal. I'll just say like I did last night. 25th. The 25th email I get. I will stick this in an envelope and send it to you. And like the federal government, this is free to you. It won't cost you a nickel. There's a lot of free programs the government puts out there. You know, you get everything for nothing. But I will stick you. Obviously, please, you got to send me your address. I won't show up at your house, I promise. Send me your address. That way there I can, I'll send this out to you. I think in the next week or two, we're going to start giving out. I got a bunch of constitutions made easy coming in. We've got water bottles and coffee cups coming. So there's, if for no other reason, there's reasons to listen, right? I mean, come on. What's a coffee cup cost you if you go to the store? A decent one. I don't sell cheap ones. Anyway, back to the story, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, it's really simple. It's 855-REAL-JOE. If you can't remember it, 855-REAL-JOE. So more of these snowflakes are coming out of high school. And places like this are creating these guys. Really? No, seriously. They're creating them. The Louisville, Kentucky public school system is thinking about taking away some of these academic awards because they think that competition is unhealthy. It's unhealthy to give somebody a reason to work harder to move further up the chain so they can get into college a little better. That doesn't make any sense. Do you understand what these guys are doing to us? I share a little personal story. My son won't mind. My youngest son, I called him the perpetual summer school kid. He loved to have fun all year long, so he always had to catch up in the summertime. So one year, he went to summer school, and I made a deal with him for something. To give him an okay to do some sports thing. And I said, if you pull off, because I mean, summer school is not that hard. But if you pull off a day in summer school, I will let you go do this thing you want to do. So he said, great. Well, I watched the kid come home every day. You know, he didn't always leave on time for school. I watched him come home every day, didn't crack a book, didn't do anything. I think a summer school might be a little different. When I started conversing with him about what he was learning, I didn't get much out of him. I'm not a hard nose when it comes to that stuff. I just want to make sure you're doing something. And then he gets a report card. He gets an A in the report card. I'm going, how does he get an A? He still doesn't know the subject. He still doesn't know what he went to summer school for. I mean, it really felt like he was going there and sleeping all day, maybe. So he told me basically that's what happened. Not that he slept all day. They went. They checked in. They did a little bit of a lesson. Maybe, you know, it's a two-hour class every day. Maybe 20 minutes worth that. And then they'd go out in the field and they'd kick the ball around. And they would come back in and do what was supposed to be their homework there in the class. So they were supposed to be being taught for 2 hours, going home, doing homework, and then coming back the next day. So I was furious with the summer school teacher. He says, look, I am fighting a battle here. Think about this. Think about what he's saying. I'm fighting a battle here. If I can keep the kids in the class, if I can get them here, keep them in the class, get them to learn something, it's worth it for me to give them an A. And I looked at the guy and I said, let me tell you what. I own a business. Let me tell you what you're doing to me. Right? Let me tell you what you're doing to this kid, sending him out into the workforce, which I know you're not thinking about because you're in education and you don't always think that way. Don't get me wrong. There's some great educators out there. But this guy had fallen into the stereotypical way of looking at moving them along like it's a bunch of cattle. And it's not just because it was my son. Kids are not cattle. Kids learn differently. We can help them. We can help them do better. You know, if we help them do better, then we don't have to worry about them being little snowflakes, right? You know, I'm stuck in that word. I'm sorry. But we don't. So I said to him, I sat him down. I said, will you take a little corrective criticism here from me? He said, sure. As long as you're not nasty, what's on your mind? I said, let me tell you what you're doing to me as a businessman. You're teaching this young man that there are no boundaries. That when he gets out of the work world, when he gets past his school career, his education career, he can show up for work pretty much any time he wants to. A couple of minutes late is okay. If he didn't get his work done the day before and he doesn't do it at home or he's not ready for work when he comes in, maybe he didn't do his laundry so he can't wear his uniform. He's not going to wear a white coat or a blue coat when he comes to work. Maybe he didn't do that. So he doesn't quite have that with him. Right? Maybe if it's a food processing plant, maybe it's a hairnet or something that he has to wear to come with him. So he's not prepared when he walks in the door, so I'm trying to get at here. And then what happens is he gets bored during the day while he's here doing his job. And you let him go out and kick the ball around for a while. Burn off some energy. Make him feel good. And then he comes back in. And you go over some of his work with him. And you kind of spoon feed him what needs to happen. And then you let him go out of the room. And then one day he shows up and decides he doesn't want to be here at all. And he takes off for the whole day. You don't know where he is. And he's not very productive. And then you give him an A. Right? For me, the A is a paycheck. Now he shows up at the end of the week, I hand him his paycheck. But he's looking at the check, he's going, well, no, you said you'd pay me $200 a week. I said, well, yeah. See, $200 a week was for an 8-to-5 job, It was for you having a one-hour lunch, not a one-and-a-half or two-hour lunch while you went surfing or whatever it is you did. Okay? It was for you being productive. I need 50 units a week put out. You're barely getting 20 out, and it doesn't seem to bother you. You get here late, you leave early, and you're never prepared for work. You still think you deserve the $200? Now, under your summer school way of doing things, Mr. Teacher, I won't give his name, that's what he's expecting. There are no boundaries. I got the job. If I grace you with my heartbeat every day, I'm worth $200 a week. That's not how it works. And that's what you're doing to him. And the other kids you have in the class. So needless to say, my son was not happy with me for doing that. Because I said, you know, the A, it's not deserved. Just because the teacher gave it to you, it's not deserved. You didn't do the kind of work that gets you an A. And he ended up taking the test over, and the teacher rethought his policy. He changed his policy for the next year. My son got a B-minus in that class for the summer. Now, some of you, I've told this story before, some of you find this kind of stuff distasteful. Your job as a parent is to make sure your kid doesn't skate. Your job as a parent to make sure your child is learning as much as he or she or them, I had four, them, as much as they can. Right? Otherwise, you know, we're supposed to be raising good citizens, good people. And when the education system fails you, when a process of the government fails you, speak up, change it, do something about it. I'm going to get through the story tonight. I don't know how, but I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Site 8. Thanks for hanging in. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. You're listening to The Real Site on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, listen, head over to the website, therealside.com. And there's an area there where you can, I should go there myself so I can tell you, right? So it actually would make sense to you. Because what I want you to do for me is this, and it works. I'm telling you, it works. If you hate the show and you don't like it, then don't even bother going to the website. And this is not why I'm sending you over there. But if you go over to the website, in the middle bar, there's a button there that says, you know, listen now about, and then shows. Now, if you click on the shows button, or you do the pull down there, there's a stations list. Now, on the stations list, you're going to see the stations that are available to you and the times and when it plays. So if there's no station that's close by to where you're at, I'm asking you to ask it. You're like, wait, did I? I'm asking you to find a station around you and call them and say, why aren't you carrying the show? That way there you don't have to listen online. You don't have to look at my ugly mug on Facebook. You don't have to, you know, there's a million ways to do this. And listen to the show. And if you get no answer, they grumble at you or what have you, because, you know, I grumble too. I want you to go ahead and send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I'll tell you what I'll do with you. Here's what I'll do. It's the first person who does it. I'm not doing it to all of you. But the first person who sends me an email that they called and spoke to the station, and the station kind of blew them off. You give me the name of the station, the name of the person you spoke to, the phone number. Give me your address. And if I make a connection and they listen to my demo, I'll send you $100. I like that. Okay? Seriously. So it's that simple. It's easy to make money. Right? All you got to do is make a phone call and you can make some money. Anyway, I go back to the story we were talking about. Because we're raising a bunch of. See, I'm gonna get email on this one. I don't care. We're raising a bunch of powder puffs. That's what they're raising. We're raising, and you can change that. You can get involved, and you can make a difference. You really can, but you gotta be willing to do it. You gotta be willing to jump in. And it takes a lot. And we're all busy. And we're all raising kids. I got all of that. But man, think about what's on the other side of this. If you don't engage and get involved, I'm counting on you. I can't be every place all the time. Right? So, anyway, that teacher, it took a little bit, but he got what I was saying. If you don't want to talk about, go back and get the last segment. He got what I was saying. He understood it from a standpoint of when you start laying out what you do to the kids. He didn't care what he was doing to me. But when I showed him the expectations that he was setting for that kid when he goes to work or she goes to work and school and all that, he got it. It was that simple. So instead of honoring the best that now the school district has decided, now think about where this is going. Instead of honoring the best and the second best, the school is considering a plan to honor most kids. Because we don't want anybody to feel bad, right? We've got all these great students that work very hard, he said. They become very distinguished in their academic career, and we want to be able to recognize more of those students at the end of a given year. There has to be a best. There's not 20 best in the same field at the same place when there's 21 kids in the class. I don't know. There has to be a best. Like I tell my friends all the time when I hear the kids talk, you can only have one best friend. They can't all be your best friends. Now, Clark County does, in fact, have an infestation of this PTS. The school district will discuss the change at their September 6th meeting. Meaning the disease is only in the incubation stage right now. Now, if you're out in that area, okay, Clark County, that's in the Louisville, Kentucky area, or school district. Yeah, we're not hurting Louisville. Not yet. Working on it. But if you're in your car, you're listening on the radio, on your computer, your smartphone, whatever, and you got friends there, call them. Tell them what's happening. This is September 6th, right around the corner. And the meetings are usually at night, so you got time to recoup from the weekend. Send them over. Tell them it's not what you want. School boards don't like when parents show up. They really don't. Symptoms of participation trophy syndrome, or PTS as it's now known, may vary deep depending on the seriousness of the outbreak. However, most of the infected typically receive a trophy or a gold star. Superintendent Malin told the local news source, there's a growing sentiment nationwide to change the way schools honor academic success. No. You are misinformed. It is not true. What it is there's a growing sentiment across the nation by administrators. Squishy, softy, feely administrators that don't like seeing the kids feel bad. You know, that's the other thing that bothers me. They always talk about, see, I'm in education, so I get this. I am a school board trustee. Okay? They feel bad for the kids. Let me tell you what's going to make the kids feel bad. What makes the kids feel bad is when they go to fill out an employment application and they don't know how to spell, okay? And they don't know how to construct the sentence, and they don't know how to get their point across as to what they're trying to do, right? And they get in front of the interviewer, and the interviewer looks at this application and says, my God, can you put a sentence together? And don't speak to me in text. I'm not interested in these little LOL or any of the other stuff. I'm not interested in that. I want you to write out what it is you're trying to tell me. You don't think that child, and I do mean child, is going to feel bad after that? You're not doing them any favors. You're actually hurting them. You're slowing them down. A school district in Whiteville, North Carolina, surprised they haven't forced them to change that name yet, made a similar change. Instead of recognizing two students, they'll move to a three-tier Latin honor system. Wake County, North Carolina, opted for the Latin honor system, too. According to the News and Observer, it also happened in a Christian county, Kentucky, where the kids... My God, I haven't heard these names before. I'm surprised they're still there. They will... It happened in Christian county, Kentucky, where the kids learn either cum laude, magna cum laude, or summa cum laude. Okay. But even in the Latin honor system, someone still has to be number one, right? Boy, are they going to have a problem with that. Who's that going to be? You're going to have three number ones? You know, what are you going to have, a fake Olympics? Everybody gets a gold medal? What are you going to do? The writer goes on to say that the public schools are doing a disservice to the kids when they try to cushion them from disappointment. Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm glad he said it. If I got younger parents, I know, and I'm not going to have a whole bunch of young parents listening to this show that are conservatives. We just know it. You're so worried about your kids feeling bad now. You want to hug them up. You want to keep them from scraping a knee. I watched this happen. Now that, my granddaughter goes to started her first year at elementary school. One of my granddaughters. And I remember listening to the elementary school trustees and other people talk about how the parents are and the kids can't skin a knee. They can't hurt themselves. They can't feel bad. Like, why not? You're not going to be able to shield them from everything all their life. You're not always going to be there for them. Even though you want to be, you will not always be there to help them out, be there to catch them, keep them from falling. So why not let them learn? And look, I'm not saying the best parent that ever came out of the pike here, down the pike. But why not let them learn while they're under your care and supervision? Let them fall and skin their knee. Who better than the after would teach them what it was all about? Little Frankie, I keep telling you, when there's water around the pool and you run, that was going to happen to you, and look what happened to you. Okay, so let's go get you cleaned up and stitched up if needed, but let's get you cleaned up, and let's make sure that doesn't happen again. Right? As my kids grew up and became, early teens with some of the stupid financial decisions they made, better here than they do it out there and lose a car, lose an apartment, lose a job, whatever it be. You cannot protect your kids. Public schools are doing a disservice to kids when they cushion them from disappointment. In the real world, not everyone comes in first. There's only one employee of the month. Walmart, right? They get the big thing on the wall, employee of the month. They got like 200 employees. What happens to the other 199? You think they find them curled up in a ball in the employee break room, crying their brains out? No, some of them try harder to get there. All right, I'll finish it up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back.
She's nice
and nice. Come on. Hey, bad music. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please get involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. Head up to the website. And, you know, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a lot happening up there. You can also sign up for my weekly email blast. I send it out once a week. I'll let you know who might be on the show, what we got coming up, some of the topics we're going to discuss. And yes, I do try to sell you stuff, but you just blow it off. It ain't the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, thanks for being with me tonight. And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. You take the time listening to me and that kind of thing. The heck we were talking about? Oh, yeah, right. I got to finish this story up. I have to. So this is a school district, and now several of them, who have decided that maybe they won't give the higher-end academic accolades or awards or whatever you want to call them that help these kids. First of all, it teaches them how to compete. Healthy. It's healthy competition. They teach them how to compete in a healthy way. That's okay. Really. Not the end of the world. And now they're talking about doing away with it because the kids that lose, the ones that didn't work as hard, right? What happens with them? They don't get it, and they start to go home to whine to mommy. They melt like a snowflake. That's why they call them snowflakes, right? So the, let me see. You still have to have a number one at the end of all of this. You still have to have somebody that comes out on top. Pretty much every sport you play, you have to come out on top. Look, you don't make first string on the football team for being as good at or second or third best, right? I don't believe that's how it works. You're not a starting pitcher because you're like the third or fourth best. You try harder. You work harder. You practice more. That's how you become number one. But you guys already know that. Now, these schools basically, in essence, they're minimizing achievement, teaching kids to aspire to, what is it? My favorite. This is one of my favorite lines for the longest time. I don't have the book in front of me, but they're teaching these kids to aspire to mediocrity. There is a book out there called The Enemy Known As, I think it's The Enemy Known As Average or The Enemy Known As C. All right? And the book was, I talked to the author once a long time ago. And the general thought process was, look, we're teaching our kids to get by. How many times have you heard a teacher or even a parent say, look, to pass a test, you just need to get a 71. Why do we do that? Why do we do that to our children? Why isn't it, you're going to get 100 in this test. I'm going to help you get 100. We're going to shoot for 100. And I wouldn't say, and if we get a 90, that's good too. But all you need is a 71, even though I'm going to try for 100. No. No, we're going to try to be the best we can. We're going to try to get the highest score in the class. Come on, let's sit down and work this through. You don't do it for them. I'm not saying that. But you work with them. You know, how many of you kids, your parents did your homework for you, and that's and in an area where now you're now deficient because you weren't allowed to struggle through it and learn it? How many things do you have in your mind that you remember because you hit a wall and you were able to push through it on your own? And then you go, oh, wow, that was simple. I thought that was going to be hard, but it's simple. You see what I mean? Come on, I lost my place. I do that a lot, you know. You haven't noticed by now. So the public schools, again, they're doing a disservice to the kids by not allowing them to be disappointed, work it through, just like it's going to happen in the real world, working with their teachers. You know, what's wrong with teaching them to go to the teacher and saying, look, I'm not getting this. I'll come back after school and I'll get it. Or can we work at lunchtime? Or. It teaches them how to work through these issues. Right? They're teaching these kids to aspire to mediocrity, as I said. So are they trying, you know, and for the kid, it's so different than the immigration issue, right? The ones that did it the right way, that followed the rules, that filled in all the paperwork, that paid all the fees. What are you saying to them when all of a sudden you open up the doors to 11, 12, 15, 27, 32 million illegals in this country? Right? When everybody's a winner, if you make them all a winner, if you pull them all in and make them all look like they've all succeeded or made it to that point, then it means nothing. The trophy means nothing. I just got this, you know. I know I'm all over the place, but I was talking to somebody about endorsements. You know what an endorsement is, right? It's when a local, usually it's done locally, and a school board member, a city council member, whatever, water board member, they usually get endorsements from the local assemblymen, congressmen, other school board members. And basically what it is you're saying, look, I've got, you know, Joe Smith, who's well-loved, well-respected in the community, another school board member who's endorsing me for the seat, and so I'm using that as a badge to say, look, I'm trusted. I'm a trusted entity, right? But when you go to a school board, when you go to somebody and there's one seat available, there's one seat somebody's running for, and the assemblyman or the senator that everybody loves and everybody respects, he or she endorses two or three people for that one seat. This is exactly what this is about. There's not one person that's better for the job than the other. I mean, some of it's cowardice because they don't want to take a stand. I get it. But some of it is exactly, you know, it's this mindset that they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Everything is okay. Well, everything is not okay. That's why we have the people in the legislature that we have today. Because nobody takes a stand. Nobody steps out there. Nobody says, this is what's best, and this is what we're going to do. And this is how we're going to do it. All right. I was going to say it's time to lighten things up, but this won't lighten it up. This will actually, I didn't finish. I started this story at the end of the second hour. I want to finish it, though, because I think it's a great story. It's perfect. It's just so perfect for what we've gotten ourselves into today. This woman starts screaming, F America, screw America, terrible country, all this other stuff, right? Because they threatened her husband with deportation. They're not threatening him because he's Muslim. They're not threatening him because he's had, you know, wild parties in the middle of the night, got a bunch of traffic tickets. They're not threatening him for any of that. They're threatening to deport him because he got caught in major food stamp fraud. Right? But that's supposed to be okay. He didn't know any better, right? This nice little immigrant family in New York City owns a deli there in Buffalo, New York. Now, the dad's being held on $2 million bail for welfare fraud. Now, Ahmed Alshami is 37. He's charged with criminal possession of public benefit cards. Not card, cards. Misuse of food stamps and criminal use of public benefit card for defrauding the welfare system. Alshami is a owner and operator of IGA Express Mart. It's a corner deli in the city of Buffalo. Now, according to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, between October 9th, 2014, March 21st, 2016, Ashami is accused of buying EBT food stamp cards from the people willing to trade them for cash. He usually paid people half of what the cards are worth. People, this is not uncommon. This, and this has nothing to do with the EBT card. They've been buying this stuff all the way back to food stamps, when you actually had food stamps. And the small grocery stores would take those foods, and you could sell them to them for 50 cents on the dollar. And what do you think the people who got the cash did? I'll give you a hint. They didn't go buy food. It's alleged that Ashami would use the food stamps. Where'd you go? Oh, there they are. To buy items that to be sold in his store. In some instances, it's alleged that the defendant would tell the original cardholder to go to the Tops, Wegmans, Walmart, or another big box store and buy the items for him. The purchases would total about $3,800. The DA's office also say on March 16th of the year, Ashami allegedly knowingly and unlawfully entered an occupied rental property at in the local neighborhood of his. He's accused of stealing the kitchen cabinets, hot water tank, and baseboard heating units. What is this? You don't... I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. Oh, good. I don't have enough time to get myself that deep in trouble. You see this all the time. In some of these neighborhoods where the people feel like the landlord's screwing them, taking them to the cleaners, they're mad that somebody has more than they do. They get evicted from a place, and just before they leave, what do they have to do? Right? They got to flood the place. They steal stuff. I mean, who steals a hot water heater? And why would you steal kitchen cabinets? Why not take the dishwasher, the refrigerator, that kind of thing? I'm just saying. As they were coming out of the court, after the husband pleaded not guilty, the mother and the daughter came out, flipping the bird to the cameras and to everybody else. A lot of respect there, right? They came here for a better life. I get it. Sure. If you're almost seeing your host, listen to The Real Side. Look, have a great, safe weekend. I want you back here next week. Whether you want to be or not, I want you back here. So don't do anything stupid. Have a lot of fun. Enjoy yourself. I'd like to say have a great Labor Day, but we'll catch you next week.